Why did the political, economic, and ecological histories of these two countries sharing the same island unfold so differently? Part of the answer involves environmental differences. Hispaniola's rains come mainly from the east. Hence, the Dominican part of the island receives more rain and thus supports higher rates of plant growth. Hispaniola's highest mountains are on the Dominican side, and the rivers from those high mountains mainly flow eastwards into the Dominican side. The Dominican side has broad valleys, plains and plateaus, and much thicker soils. In contrast, the Haitian side is drier. A higher percentage of Haiti's area is mountainous. The area of flat land good for intensive agriculture is much smaller. There is more limestone terrain, and the soils are thinner and less fertile and have a lower capacity for recovery. While those environmental differences did contribute to the different trajectories of the two countries, a larger part of the explanation involved social and political differences. One of those differences involved the accident that Haiti was a colony of rich France, while the Dominican Republic was a colony of Spain, which by the late 1500s was an economic and political decline. Hence, France imported far more slaves into its colony than did Spain. As a result, Haiti has double the Republic's population density. The combination of that higher population density and lower rainfall was the main factor behind the more rapid deforestation and loss of soil fertility on the Haitian side. In addition, all of those French ships that brought slaves to Haiti returned to Europe with cargoes of Haitian timber, so that Haiti's lowlands and mid-mountain slopes had been largely stripped of timber by the mid-19th century. A second social and political factor is that the Dominican Republic was both more receptive and more attractive to European immigrants and investors. Those Dominican immigrants included many middle-class business people and skilled professionals who contributed to the country's development. Still another social difference is that, as a legacy of their country's slave history and revolt, most Haitians owned their own land, used it to feed themselves, and received no help from their government in developing cash crops for trade overseas. While the Dominican Republic eventually did develop an export economy and overseas trade. A recent cause of divergence lies in the differing aspirations of the two dictators. Trujillo sought to develop industrial economy and modern state, but Duvalier did not. Finally, because the Dominican Republic retained much forest cover and began to industrialize, the Trujillo regime initially planned, and subsequent presidents constructed, dams to generate hydroelectric power. Balaguer launched a crass program to spare forest use for fuel by importing propane and liquefied natural gas, but Haiti's poverty forced its people to remain dependent on forest-derived charcoal for fuel, thereby accelerating the destruction of its last remaining forests.